You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. Stand by as we play our hourly PSA.
Care to Stop Violence is an office on the ground floor of the University Health Center that provides free, confidential advocacy and short-term therapy services to survivors and people who know survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Care also works to prevent acts of violence by educating the University of Maryland community through workshops, tabling, and more. Care is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. No appointment is required to speak to an advocate. You can also call CARE's 24-hour anonymous crisis cell at any time during the semester at 301-741-3442. We invite you to learn more about CARE services at health.umd.edu/care.
You are now listening to, you are now listening to the Piggy Bank on WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. For the next 2 hours, we're just going to listen to some music. Just chilling here. We're going to listen to some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees music and just kind of enjoy enjoy the day. You know, it's been a really busy week for me, so enjoy the day. Before I start off of anything, just want to quickly bring this up because it was brought to my attention just before the show, and I feel like I should bring it up. Happy May Day! It's May Day. Support your local union. Support your local businesses and labor unions, and support the workers. Just support them. They deserve the support in these times. So definitely, just check in on them and make sure they're okay. Help support them out today if there's something going on. And just, yeah, I don't know how else to say it to y'all. Just support them today. It's that day, so it's important to do something for them. We'll talk more maybe on it later if I have some time, but support your local unions. Happy May Day. Support them out. Just support them, you know? Anyway, sorry. I also had to spend a little time setting things up. We're getting started a little rushed today, but it's fine. All right. So, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was announced, earlier this week, on American Idol. I think it was on Sunday. This year's inductees are pretty good. I'm liking the class. It's a really good class. Some people that got in that deserve to get in. Some people that didn't get in, and I feel like they'll deserve it. They'll get in eventually, but I'm like, I don't know, man. Some of them have also taken a while. And so I'll throw out some numbers here in a second that of the people that didn't get in and like how long they've been waiting. And some of these are ridiculous. I want to make a point in bringing them up because these are some pretty big bands that just didn't get in, and they deserve some of that representation, and, you know, I want to shout them out. So, quickly, the bands that didn't get in, worth a shout out. The Black Crowes, this was their first year of eligibility. They missed the cut. They'll probably get in eventually, I figure. Mariah Carey didn't get in this year. It was her 9th year of eligibility. I think it's her first year nominated, but it's her 9th year of eligibility. She's been eligible since 2016, so we'll see if she gets in. I know people have mixed opinions about her, but we'll see. So, also Billy Idol, it was his 19th year of eligibility. It's definitely not his first time being nominated, but he didn't get in. He definitely probably should get in. I don't know. I feel like somebody should rep the boy. So, you know, I'm gonna throw that out there real quick. Some other people trying to throw some names out here for y'all. Joy Division / New Order. They kind of do both. They're not in, and it. That's so fucking. Apologies, I can't say that word. My bad. I apologize. I caught myself in the middle of that word. I am so sorry. I apologize. Oops. Oopsie daisy. I apologize. My bad. Oops. 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 Going on. Joy Division New Order. It's their second year of eligibility. They've been eligible since 2023, I want to say. And they still haven't gotten in. So it's another group that probably should get in all honesty. Mana, I think is the way you say it. Mana. Yeah, I mean, it's another important one. It's a Latin rock band. I didn't really know them until like it was announced this year, and probably should have gotten in, but yeah. This was their first year of eligibility. I think 2025, this was their first year. Oasis, this is their second year of eligibility. They didn't get in. They probably should get in. Part of that. Probably part of that group of like 90s artists that might be waiting a bit. And then finally Phish, is their ninth year of eligibility. They missed it. They've been eligible since 2014. So actually not their ninth, it's their 11th. it's their 11th year of eligibility. My bad. It's actually their 11th. Probably should be in as well, but you know, here we are. We have our class. We're going to play some music from them after I've yapped for 6 minutes. So we're going to start off first inductee this year of note. They've been eligible since 1999. This is their 26th year of eligibility in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's important. It's a band that definitely deserves to get in. The supergroup containing of Paul Rodgers, singer Paul Rodgers, drummer Simon Kirk, guitarist Mick Rouse, and bassist Boz Burrell, out of England, started in the 70s, really important band. It's important. That's the best way to say it. So with that being said, we're going to start off with some Bad Company. We're going to open up with some Feel Like Making Love, and then we're going to go into their self-titled song off their self-titled album. So this is Bad Company.
About you, I think about love. About you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining, satisfying, feel like making a hand. destiny.
Bad Company with their self-titled song off their self-titled album, Bad Company. And before that was also Feels Like Making Love by Bad Company off of their album Straight Shooter. So next up for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we're going to discuss about somebody who's been eligible since the first year we started doing this. They started doing this in 1986. It's his 39th year of eligibility. Chubby Checker is in this year. 83 years old, out of Spring Gully, South Carolina. Origins out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Most known for The Twist and then then another song after that was just literally called Let's Twist Again. It is a repeat. It's his two most popular songs. One of the most important in rock history. So we're going to go ahead and do some Chubby Checker here real quick. So we're going to do some, we're going to do The Twist, and then we're going to get into Let's Twist Again. So with all of that being said, here is Chubby Checker with The Twist.
Tear the house down. Thank you.
was Chubby Checker with Let's Twist Again, and just before that, The Twists. I ran them back to back. I don't know why. I just thought that was an idea. Anyway, so next up we're going to talk about is someone who's been eligible since the mid-90s, so I'm going to say it's been about his 30th year of eligibility. I'm probably wrong. I don't have exact dates for this one, but it's his around 30th year of eligibility for a Mr. Joe Cocker. He is up for, he is officially in this year, and you know, another guy that probably been waiting a little bit while for this, and he's finally getting it. So we're going to slow things down with some of this music. We're going to open up with his song with Jennifer Warnes from An Officer and a Gentleman, off that film, I guess is a way to say it. I think it's film. And I apologize for background noise. We do have some band in the live room practicing. So we're going to do some Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes. And then we'll go into You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker. So off his anthology album, this is Joe Cocker with Up Where We Belong.
Can't you see? Everything I hope for, you're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me.
Buddy, you gotta stretch that note. Come on, get there. Come on. That was Joe Cocker with You Are So Beautiful. And prior to that, Joe Cocker with Jennifer Warnes with Up Where We Belong. So next up, someone we gotta talk about. I got a little something I gotta bring up because it's a good lead into this. It came up on my radar a day or two ago. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, the former writer at it used to be WWE's competitor, WCW. He is teaming up with Hulk Hogan and some other random dude to start their new wrestling promotion based out of Clearwater, Florida, called Real American Freestyle Wrestling. It's very similar to TNA, Total Nonstop Action, not the other one, to clarify. It's very similar to that promotion's like Bloodsport. That's GCW. That's Game Changer Wrestling that does the blood sport stuff, where they, like, remove the ring ropes and it's more just grapple wrestling and more similar to actual real amateur wrestling. It might be more similar to that based on the name of it. So, I mean, it could be fun, but also it's Hulk Hogan, and Hulk Hogan has pretty much ruined wrestling since he left WWE during his second run in the mid-2000s, and he did the whole, you know, was it Mr. America? Like, the whole Mr. America gimmick. But anyway, the reason why I say this is a good lead-in, because our next Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was at the first WrestleMania. Is a Miss Sydney Lauper. It is her 17th year of eligibility. She's been eligible since 2008. Musically, she may not be the most important, she's definitely culturally the most important. She played a giant role culturally in the music scene, and her induction is actually a really big deal in terms of culture. So I like, especially like her prominence on MTV with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Both songs off of her album She's So Unusual from 1983. We're gonna do some Girls Just Want to Have Fun, followed by Time After Time. So there we go. Here's some Sydney Lauper. We'll be right back. Sydney Lauper with Time After Time. And just before that, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So, next up, as we talk about the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and we kind of look through it all, we've got a rap group coming up next that I absolutely love. They've been eligible since 2019. It's their sixth year of eligibility. And it is a group that I love them so much. Based out of the South, and they're so good. This is Outkast that we're going to get into some here. We're going to open up with some Hey Ya off of Speakerbox / The Love Below. And then afterward, we're going to get into some Stankonia with Miss Jackson. So, and as a Eagles fan, by the way, Miss Jackson always reminds me of DeSean Jackson. I'm sorry, DeSean Jackson's my childhood. He is the man. If you've ever seen Silver Linings Playbook, he is the man. Anyway, this is Hey Ya by Outkast, followed by Miss Jackson.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me. Mom and Dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how.
Here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Baby is drama, mama, don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of the American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries, cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's foreground. Hope that we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
times out of nine. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some
knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left to straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more because my dick all in, I'm out. And I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, and be cheating, beating. And the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
And that was Outkast with Miss Jackson, and before that, Outkast with Hey Ya. So coming up next here, another band we're going to discuss here is we're getting like the last two of the performer categories in this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to talk some Soundgarden. Soundgarden's been eligible now since 2014, so it's their 11th year of eligibility, and a well-deserved induction finally for especially Chris Cornell. One of the best rock singers of all time, so he definitely deserves this. So, we're going to play some Black Hole Sun from Super Unknown, and then we're going to stay on Super Unknown for the second song with Spoon Man. So keep on listening here onto WMUC College Park, WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. Up next is Soundgarden.
Heaven send him drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?